there's no water since Monday, Emma. It's an ongoing issue. It's 14 years in that estate, and we have been promised, and we're living here, I think, coming 9 years now in March, and we have been promised the estate would be taken over since 2015. It would be taken over, we applied again in 2019, and I was told it would be taken over by the council within 4 weeks in 2019. And we're now 4 years later coming up, and it still hasn't been taken over. They just seem to pass the buck from one on to the other. The issue is a pump. It's not suitable to pump water up the houses as you go up the hill in the development. And what happens is, when you have like Christmas time now and loads of people at the home is not at work, it can't take the pressure where people using their washing machines often, their shower, and their, but it just more, just water's been used more where people have been having all this. And it's not, this, now this has gone on as years, like it's usually off, could be off 10 or 12 times a year. It was off for a week, it's been off for days, and that's, we're just left in limbo. There's nobody to help us, and at the minute, the only person I'm getting any help is trying to help me as much as I have to go to a counsellor and go to Oris, me home of Glasgow himself. And he's been tremendous his last couple of days, trying his best to get somebody to fix our water. But it just has to stop. I've been over in the council offices here now myself, and all due respect to the lady behind the counter, she's very helpful, but there's nobody there to come. It's just been passed the Irish Water. Mm-hmm. And Irish Water has no say in our development whatsoever. They're only there, the only thing that they can do is the water, dry the pump, but when it goes to the pump, they have no control over it.
And it must be extremely frustrating then, and worrying as well, because obviously water is an essential part of everyday life, and it's required every hour of every day.
I had to go this morning, and when the children were all sleeping, I had to go this morning to Stirvan. That's where my family originally from, Stirvan. And my wife's family is from Tory Island. We have no family in Errakenny. I had to drive to Stirvan this morning, fill 5 gallon jars, to fill cisterns in the house, to get toilets flushed, to keep toilets being able to be flushed. That's a disgrace that coming to 2023, we're still living like the way we're living up there. We're a forgotten estate up there. Nobody seems to care until it comes to election time and we've been promised everything under the sun again. It's got to the stage now where we're actually going to look now to move in the new year. We can't put up it anymore. We have 4 small children in the house. There's people up there in that estate who's sick with cancer and things. And we just can't put up it anymore. Like, we listen to the same motions and the council been passed. What I see, there's only one councillor in Letterkenny that would help away the water issue up there, and he brings up a council every now and again. That's Jerry McMonagle. But as the rest of them, I don't even know what they look like. We never see them. We never hear tell them. And we just can't put up with this anymore. It has to stop. I don't call them motions anymore. I call them notions, because they seem to want to pass. They seem to fit under a drawer somewhere. And that's the end of it. There's no more work going on there. Like, the housing estate wasn't finished. The developers went bankrupt and they left the estate where it's at the minute. And then the council has given permission now, planning permission passed, for another 50 houses to be built behind us again. And these issues haven't even been fixed first. And then 2 apartment blocks at the bottom of development have been passed there recently. Another 28 units or whatever way they've been built. And then there was another apartment block on there that was being condemned 4 or 5 years ago. The 12 residents that was on it had to move out. And now they're looking to spend millions doing these up. And that's covered in making, another way of them millions. The question that I would like for somebody in the council to answer me, where did the money go that was left in bonds in our development? Where did that money go that could have fixed our issues? Where is that money? Why can that not be used to fix the water issue in our development and fix the roads? You could fish in the potholes up there now at the minute if you had fish in them, they're that big.